one of the things that COVID taught me is that I'm now changing my recommendation when it comes to your forced air furnace filters, because I think we should be changing them every month. Now, if you got a big media filter, that might not be the case, but if you've got a 1-inch furnace filter, it needs, and it's a pleated one, which that's what it should be, buy a box of them, change them once a month. It's the least expensive thing you're going to do to help the indoor air quality. But I got something else for you that I think is going to really be a game changer. You may have first heard about this product with Lisa Dent a while ago. But joining me on the phone line right now is Daryl Bernard, who is the owner of a company called Genesis HOCL. Daryl, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Great to be with you.
Tell me and my audience, remind them who you folks are.
Yes. So we are in the natural air and surface disinfection business. And as you said, you know, during COVID, we all changed our methods for how we clean our homes, how we clean our businesses. And hypochlorous, or HOCL, has the best of both worlds because it's the most effective and broadest spectrum disinfectant, but it's also the most natural. And there's not any other product that can do both of those things simultaneously.
Now, somebody hearing that statement is like, all right, here's this guy talking about this snake oil. But this snake oil has been around for a very long time. I've done a little research, and I am familiar with it, but invented in the 1800s, used in both world wars, and has been used consistently since then in different applications. And it's even part of a skincare regimen. It's kind of like every TikTok video or Instagram reel about people spraying this on their face. But yours is a kind of a different concentration, in what it does. Talk a little bit about how this works and what some of the benefits are.
Yeah, so one of the things we haven't touched on yet with hypochlorous is where does it start? It actually is part of the human immune system. Actually, every mammal, dogs, all our pets, have the same product, hypochlorous, in the white blood cells. So your body, a healthy immune system, can fight bacteria. It can fight viruses. It also does well against different funguses. And one of the ones that's most common, the most common house complaint people have is airborne mold because of the health issues that it has. So this is what makes hypochlorous unique, Lou, is that it's based upon, it's a bioidentical, a formula of what we have in our body that fights everything. So that's why there's no allergies to it, because it's already in the human body. And so this is what, back in the 1800s, they learned how to replicate outside the body and use it as a wound care agent on the battlefield in World War One.
Right. It's incredible to think about it, about the history of it, and then taking it into modern times and harnessing it. And so you have developed a stable liquid. You mentioned to me that one of the challenges was keeping it stable. And so along with an atomizer, you can take this and spray like large areas, or if you're really concerned about mold and the air quality in your home, you can spray it in your 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath house.
Yes. So we have two units. One is portable, and you could take that from room to room, or it's ideal for large spaces. Then we have a stationary unit that's really small. It can sit on a countertop or on a floor, and we call that our set it and forget it unit, because you can fill the tank and it can run either constantly or intermittently for a number of days before you have to refill the tank with a diluted form of hypochlorous. But that will continually lower that viral load. So here with this fall refresh theme, it's not just the sensation of smelling something that's clean or that's no longer there. It's actually producing a healthier environment as well, because it's taking those different germs out of the air.
You talk about the smell and the odor. It doesn't have a odor. Like, it doesn't smell like lavender or pine or anything like that when it's sprayed, correct?
Correct. what most people tell us, it reminds them of that sensation when you open the door after a fresh rain and the air just smells like it's been scrubbed. Mm. So there's really no smell with it. And we do get people ask, can we add a fragrance to it? And I said, that's not what you're trying to do.
Right.
You're just trying to clean the air. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, no, we don't want that. We just want the fresh, clean. You know, we're here in Chicago. Obviously, we're not too far from the Wisconsin state border. And, you know, recently there was terrible flooding just outside of Milwaukee. And I mean, those homes just got to be loaded with mildew and mold. And this atonomizer would be an absolute no-brainer for people up there.
Yes, and we actually ran a campaign on social media targeting just Milwaukee because we wanted them to be aware. And we've gotten many phone calls, many orders from people up there because they did their research, came to our website, read more about it, downloaded our ebook, and even initial reports. It's like, this is the first product that's actually allowing me to stay in my house while we tackle the visible mold that we have. It's almost like asbestos, Lou. It's not the asbestos behind the wall that's given people a problem.
Right.
It's once it's disturbed.
Right.
So once mold gets in the air, that's when the health ramifications happen, from headaches to complex breathing
right.
issues and things like that.
Now, in the airborne, so if I were to, let's say that, I've got an area, let's say I'm concerned about mold in my house, and I can physically see the mold on the drywall, okay? Does the hypochlorous, if it were to be atonomized and sprayed on the mold, does it kill the mold, or is it more for what's in the air?
Well, you can use our product without the atomizer as well. So what I tell people, go ahead and use HOCl straight on visible mold. You're going to have to apply some elbow grease. Get rid of that with a sponge, but then you now have invited it into the air, or it's multiplied
right.
in the air. And that's where our atomizers will, within minutes, our only way of knowing it's there is what we smell.
Right.
But you'll immediately know it's gone within minutes, and that whole viral load has been taken down dramatically.
There's been, I know you're telling us about the benefits of this, and there's been a lot of history of this product and even the different uses. Are there studies or other agencies that have tested this in the claims that you're making to verify all of this?
Yes. So a number of different government agencies. So the EPA has regulations on what can be called a disinfectant. And so hypochlorous met all those different lists during COVID. And so then it tells you exactly what products or what pathogens it will kill. But definitely the EPA does not have anything but positive comments. The USDA, because of its safety profile, it's actually used in organic food in meat processing plants because it's that safe. The FDA, again, says it's the one disinfectant that has the broadest kill spectrum. So 5 years ago when we were all looking at, is this well-founded science, what the interesting thing was, as I began to do my research with many National Institutes of Health journals, different medical different educational institutions across the country and the world, even the World Health Organization sees the benefit to this product. So it has been studied, but I think it's one of those that hasn't gotten the visibility here in the United States that it has in Japan and in South Korea. But
it's coming.
Yeah.
And you're trying to bring it to people. I love that. One last question before I ask for the website. Let's say someone's listening to this and like, I'm buying one of these atonomizers and the product, and this is an investment, right, to purchase this stuff. Is it possible to overuse it? In other words, if someone's really concerned about mold and, the overall germs in their home, is it something that gets done once a week, every couple of days, once a month?
Yeah, and that is another wonderful question I get asked almost every day. And so depending on what makes someone comfortable in terms of, you know, somebody might feel, I need to run it all the time. I have this one complication or this one issue. There's never been a study that's revealed any toxicity. I mean, zero toxicity. They've actually put mice in little cubicles that were just pumped HOCl at the level that we dispense it in our atomizer for days on end. There was no cytotoxicity in the cells of a little rat or mouse. So it's totally safe. You can't overuse it. And that's even the beauty of it when I tell people, okay, here's the guidelines for dilution. But if you go a little heavy or a little weak, it's still going to do its job.
Wow.
And it's not, it might just take a little longer. So it's, it can be used full strength, but in the atomizers, you'd want to use it with the directions that we have for dilution.
Well, you are starting us out on the fall refresh for sure. And this is a great way to improve the indoor air quality in your home, whether you want to use the atomizer and walk around, you know, maybe you got a big facility or even a big home, or maybe you're running a doggy daycare. This would be perfect for that, as well as the set it and forget it. All right, Daryl, if people want to learn more about the products that you offer, where do they go?
Please go visit our website, wgncleanair.com, or feel free to call us at 888-501 HOCL.
Daryl Bernard is the owner of Genesis HOCL, a product that's going to help clean that air inside your home. Really nice chatting with you this morning, Daryl. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. You too, Lou. Enjoyed it very much. Thank you.